Sanskritam, Canto 3, Chapter 14, Pregnancy of Diti in the evening, and text number 29. Brahmadyo yatakritasse tupala. Yatkaranam vishramidam chamaya adnyakariyasya pishacharya aho vibhumanascharitam vidambanam Brahmadayo yat krita setu pala yat karanam vishramidam chamaya adnyakari yasya pishacha charaya ato vibhumanascharitam vidambanam brahmadayo yat krita setu pala yat karanam vishramidam chamaya adnyakariyasya pishacha charya aho vibhumanascharitam vidambanam Brahmadaya, demigods like Brahma, Yad, whose, Krita, activities, Setu, religious rites, Palaha, observes, Yet, one who is Karanam, the origin of Vishwam, the universe, Idam, this, Cha, also, Maya, material energy, Adnyakari, order carrier, Yasya, whose, Vishacha, devilish, Charya, activity, Aho, O my Lord, Vibhumanaha, of the great, Charitam, character, Vidambanam, simply imitation. Translation and purport by His Loving Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: demigods like Brahma also follow the religious rites observed by him. He is the controller of the material energy, which causes the creation of the material world. He is great and therefore his devilish characteristics are simply imitation. Lord Shiva is the husband of Durga, the controller of the material energy. Durga is personified material energy, and Lord Shiva, being her husband, is the controller of material energy. He is also the incarnation of the mode of ignorance and one of the three deities representing the Supreme Lord. As his representative, Lord Shiva is identical with the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. He is very great, and his renunciation of all material enjoyment is an ideal example of how one should be materially unattached. One should therefore follow in his footsteps and be unattached to matter, not imitate his uncommon acts like a drinking poison. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Guruna Vaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sayitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So in continuation with yesterday's theme, here again explained about how Lord Shiva is never get affected by the material energy, because material energy is nothing but his own wife, and being a pati who protects and controls her, he never gets affected by the contaminations of the material nature. In the next verse, it is explained Maitreya Rishi says, Saivam samavidite bhatra manamathona mathitendriyaha jagraha vaso brahmarshe vrishaliva gatat trapa. Didi was thus informed by her husband, but she was pressed by the cupid for a sexual satisfaction. She caught hold of the clothing of a great Brahmana sage, just like a shameless public prostitute. Purport. The difference between a married wife and a public prostitute is that one is restrained in a sex life by the rules and regulations of the scriptures, whereas the other is unrestricted in sex life and is conducted solely by the strong sex urge. Although very enlightened, Kashyapa, the great sage, became a victim of his prostitute wife. Such is the strong force of a material energy. In Srimad Bhagavatam, in the 9th canto, it is explained that this desire for sense gratification, especially with the sex enjoyment, is considered very abominable and very strong. And it said that vidvan apikarshati. Vidvan means who knows everything. Vid means knowledge and van means who possess. The person who possess knowledge, even he can get bewildered by such a strong force of a material energy. And here the Kashyapa Muni, who knows and who is one of the main progenitor, Prajapati, to create the different species of life in this material world, and who is direct son of a Brahma and one amongst the Saptarshis, he also got bewildered, or his mind and consciousness was taken away by the desire of a sense gratification. So it's not that easy in this material world to get rid of this desire of sense gratification. Why is it so? Because, as explained in the previous verse, people who are on the bodily platform, and body which is nothing but the food of dogs, such a people, they were not able to understand the real purpose of life. As explained in the Vedanta Sutra, the real purpose of life is atato brahma jigyasa, to know about the Brahman, the absolute truth, something which is beyond this material body. But as long as we are on this bodily platform, the desire to enjoy in this material world remains in our heart. Why so? Because this body is the cause of someone's lust, someone's sex desire. Because our parents, they had that desire, so we got this body. So the cause of body itself is a lust, then how is it possible to get rid of that? And that's why Prabhupada used to say that as long as you have this material body, it's very tough to get rid of the desire for sexual urge. Only those who have risen on the platform of self-realization, who knows, who has crossed the Dehatma Buddhi, only those people can get rid of desire for sense gratification. Otherwise, it's very tough. We have seen and in the history of Puranas or Itihasas or that great, great sages, we have performed thousands of years austerities by controlling their mind and senses. Even they got bewildered by this disease. Then what to speak of us, a person like us who is controlled by mere senses. And we, by our own endeavor, can't control these senses. That's why all the great devotees of the Lord, they pray, "Oh my Lord, my senses are like thieves who have stolen my sada sada viveka buddhi. They have taken my judgmental intelligence through which I can't understand, and because of which I can't understand that which is good and which is bad for me. Mohandakara kuhare vinipatitasya. I have fallen in the swell of dark well of material existence. Chorer mahabalibhir indriyanamadheye. Mahabalibhir, this most powerful senses, they have stolen my intelligence. And because of that, I have fallen into the well of this material existence." And here it is said, the great personality like a Kashyapa, he also got taken away by his wife, who was totally captured by the Cupid. Even though she was a chaste woman, but she behaved there like a prostitute and she nagged him for untimely sexual intercourse. It is explained in the next verse that Savidivataha Bhadyayasya Tam Nirbhanam Vikaramani Natva Drishtaya Rahasi Tayopav Visheshahi. Understanding his wife's purpose, he was obliged to perform the forbidden act, and thus, after offering his obeisances unto the worshipable fate, he lay with her in a secluded place. Purport. It appears from the talks of Kashyap with his wife that he was a worshipper of Lord Shiva. And although he knew that Lord Shiva would not be pleased with him for such a forbidden act, he was obliged to act by his wife's desire, and thus he offered his obeisances unto fate. He knew that the child born of such an untimely sexual intercourse would certainly not be a good child, but could not protect himself because he was too obliged to his wife. In a similar case, however, when a Thakur Haridas was tempted by a public prostitute at the dead of night, he avoided the allurement because of his perfection in Krishna consciousness. That is the difference between a Krishna conscious person and others. Kashyap Muni was a greatly learned and enlightened, and he knew all the rules and regulations of systematic life. Yet, he failed to protect himself from the attack of sex desire. Thakur Haridas was not born in a Brahmana family, nor was he himself Brahmana. Yet, he could protect himself from such an attack due to his being Krishna conscious. Thakur Haridas used to chant the holy name of the Lord 300,000 times daily. Harava abhaktasya kuto mahat gunat Manorate nasate dhavato bahi. As explained by Prahlad Maharaj, if someone is not a devotee of a Lord, then what happens with him? Harava bhaktasya, abhaktasya, kuto mahatmanat. He may have different great qualities, but what's the use of that? Look at the person here, like a Kashyapa. Kashyapa Muni was a greatly learned and enlightened, and he knew all the rules and regulations of systematic life. But still, he was taken away by the desire. Why? Because if you are not a devotee of the Lord, it becomes very tough to control your senses. And that's why great devotees, they always pray to their Lordship. Like Srimad Shankaracharya, Maharaj Kulashekar, Thakur Bhakti Vinod, all they have wrote, sang in their prayers to their Lordship. At Shripad Shankaracharya says that Andasya Meruta Viveka Mahadhanasya Chorer Mahabali Virindriya Namadheye Mohanda Kahat Kohare Vinipatitasya Lakshmi Narsimha Mamadehi Krupavaloka. O Lakshmi Narsimha, please bestow your mercy upon me, because I have become a blind. Why? Because I have lost my eyes of sada asada viveka bhakti, mohandakara. And I got totally allured by the darkness of strong desires for sense gratification. And I have fallen into the well, which is dark well of material existence. And my intelligence is stolen away, my whole knowledge is stolen away by the turbulent and powerful senses. O Lakshmi Narasimha, it's you only can save me. It's by your mercy I will get saved from this allurement. Maharaj Kulashekar also, same way he says, O Narayana, please help me out to get rid of this material existence. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Tumi Rishikesha Rishika Damiya. Oh my Lord, you are a Rishikesha. You are the controller of senses, not me. And only you can subdue my senses, not by my own endeavor. So they pray at the lotus feet of the Lord. If you don't take shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord, it's very tough to get rid of this sense gratification. And here in the purport, Prabhupada gives a wonderful example of Shripad Haridas Thakur. The great learned sage like a Kashyapa Muni got obliged to fulfill the abominable desire of his wife. And here Thakur Haridas, who was not even born in a Brahmana family, was a Mlecha by birth. But because of his strong devotion to the Lord, as he used to chant 3 lakhs holy name every day, 192 rounds. He was able to control his senses. He never got obliged to fulfill the abominable desire of prostitute who approached him at dead of night, because his mind was totally absorbed in chanting the holy names of Lord. So what can save us from the abominable acts is nothing but our desire to take shelter at the lotus feet of Lord. That's why we always say Namaha. It's not mine. It belongs to you, my Lord. Keshavaya Namaha. It belongs to Keshava, not me. Narayanaya Namaha. It belongs to Lord Narayana, not me. Sometimes we chant few mantras, but we really do not know the meaning of them. If you know the meaning, then with that intensity, with that emotion, with that love, you can chant them and you will get the desired result. We chant all these 12 names every day when we put tilak. But do we really know that what we do by doing that? As you apply tilak on your forehead, you say, Keshavayana, Om Keshavayana. Whom it belongs? It belongs to Keshava. It's not mine. But touching each and every bodily parts of the Lord, bodily parts of your own, you are chanting the holy name of Lord and claiming that it belongs to Lord, not me. Then how you can use that same thing for your own personal sense enjoyment? Is that possible? Same act. Even a neophyte is doing and Uttamadhikari also is doing. But difference of understanding. In the beginning stage, we do it because it's a rule. It's a compulsion that if you want to be in the institute, if you want to follow the particular sampradaya, you have to follow the particular course and conducts given by the sampradaya. But when you do it with understanding, then you become a uttamadhikari. So, when we really understand the meaning of the things what we do or activities that we perform or the things or prayers that really we offer to the Lord, then that makes us more conscious of what we are doing. And that's what Prabhupada used to say, that Krishna conscious means always conscious of Krishna. As we chant that Ito Narasimha, Parato Narasimha, Yato Yato Yami, Tato Narasimha. Vahi Narasimha, Yudhaya Narasimha, Narasimham, Dim Sharanam Prapatte. Whom I am surrendering? I am surrendering to that Lord Narasimha who is everywhere. Ito, Parato, Yato. He is here, there, everywhere. He is inside, he is outside. When you sing this by concentrating on the meaning, then that gives you a realization. Otherwise, it's like a rattling of parrot. Parrot also sometimes very nicely speaks and repeats the word what he has heard. But does he mean it? No. So years together we may offer prayers, but if you don't understand them, you will not get the real thing that what you're supposed to get by chanting that mantras or prayers. Somehow or other you are in the process and you are doing it, so knowingly or unknowingly also you will get benefited. But the real benefit you will achieve when you understand that and you do it with a conscious endeavor. And that gives a perfect result. So any comment or any discussion on this point?
I was taught from 35 years before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yeah.
So this incident happened before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
See, chronologically it has not explained when it has happened exactly. Because dates are not given.
So he was a young man at that time.
Yeah, most probably. Since birth.
Yeah.
Since birth he was. because he used to have a discussion with Advaita Acharya. Shantipur. Advaita Acharya, Srivas Thakur, all these to sit together and discuss about the glory of Holy Name. So definitely he was quite old when Lord Chaitanya was appeared. And it must have happened in his young age only. Otherwise, prostitute will not go to a old man. Generally, if someone becomes famous also, then age never minds. People can approach them at any time to defame them. It was an endeavor to defame him only. So we can't exactly just... Anything else? क्या? कहीं लिखा है वैसे? मैंने तो कहीं पढ़ा नहीं है। उनके कास्ट के बारे में ऐसा कुछ लिखा नहीं है। ये कास्ट सिस्टम आया अभी कलयुग के लिए। ब्रह्मा के पुत्र है कश्यप। ब्रह्मा के पुत्र स्वयंभू मनु भी है, लेकिन वे क्षत्रिय है। किसको? हाँ, तर्को अप्रतिष्ठा, तर्क से उसको प्रतिपादित नहीं कर सकते। तर्क के द्वारा वैसे तो ब्राह्मण ही कह सकते हो, लेकिन कृत युग में भी कास्ट सिस्टम नहीं था, क्योंकि सारे परमहंस स्थिति पे थे। कास्ट सिस्टम ग्रेजुअली आगे डेवलप होते गया, जैसे जैसे व्यक्तियों का पता नहीं होता। कार्य के अनुरूप है ना, कार्य के अनुरूप है, जो जैसा कार्य करेगा उसकी उपाधि उसे प्राप्त हो जाएगी। वेश्या पत्नी इसलिए बोला क्योंकि उसका बिहेवियर वैसा था, उसका व्यवहार वो वेश्या के जैसा था। वहाँ पे प्रभुपाद तात्पर्य में लिखते हैं, यही फर्क है एक वैद्य और अवैध पत्नी में। वैद्य पत्नी वो है जो सारी विधि विधानों का पालन करती है, और अवैध यानी वेश्या वो है जिसको कोई रूल रेगुलेशंस होते ही नहीं है, जो किसी नियमों का विधि विधानों का पालन ही नहीं करते। उसके लिए केवल एकमात्र उद्देश्य होता है जीवन का इंद्रियों की तुष्टि करना। और यहाँ इतना कश्यप मुनि समझाने के पश्चात भी वो एक क्या कहते हैं उसे, एक निर्लज्ज स्त्री के वेशा के अनुसार वे उनके कपड़े खींचने लगे, इसलिए यहाँ पे वेश्याली कहा गया। क्या शब्द का उपयोग किया है, वृषली। क्या
कास्ट के विषय में कोई डिस्कशन नहीं होती है?
अरे मेरे भाई, क्यों तर्क कर रहे हो उसके बारे में? सतो गुण में स्थित व्यक्ति को ब्राह्मण ही कहते हैं ना। अच्छा, anything else that एक सौ बानवे मालाएं करते थे, ऑलमोस्ट हरे कृष्ण।